This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I have some interesting guests on the show again this week. Chatting right now with a lady who is a new guest for us. Very, very interesting woman. Her name is Kay Heimowitz. She is the William E. Simon Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and she's also a contributing editor at City Journal in New York. Living in Brooklyn, I would have to assume. City Journal, I would assume, is it a Brooklyn publication, Kay?
No, the offices are in Manhattan. Excuse me.
No problem.
And but I live in Brooklyn, and
right, okay.
I work at home.
Gotcha. Having said that, let me give you a bit of an introduction, and you'll understand why I'm so interested in what Kay has to say. Okay. Start on the first paragraph. Most readers are probably aware that the normal habitual acrimony between America's political parties has been strengthening into something resembling, boy, right out of Romeo and Juliet, the Montagues and the Capulets, or the Crips and the Bloods. We either believe global warming is a theory cooked up by communists, or are convinced downtown Manhattan will be uninhabitable within the next decade. Kay, I have to tell you, in the area that we live in, and there's no point in describing it to you, but it's a very unique area, primarily retired people, although it's not a retirement community, but we're very isolated. You have to want to live here. Nobody gets transferred in. And consequently, most of our neighbors are, I would say, probably 60 years old or perhaps getting on in years even more than that. They're all very successful people. They're all very bright people. And there are some people up here, because of your article, I can't even talk politics about, because I know they have handguns in the house. That's a joke.
I hope it's a joke.
Yeah. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, the polarization that we see in this country right now has any number of causes. I became interested in the topic after the 2016 election, which I began to realize that I was really living in a bubble, that I didn't understand a great deal about this country and a great number of my fellow citizens. So I started to look into it a little bit more deeply, and what I found is not very different than what a lot of people have noticed, which is that we have really red and blue cultures. And those cultures differ in profound ways and in ways that will strike many of us as superficial as well. So to just start with the superficial, because it's very accessible, they have different tastes in food. They have different tastes in television shows. They have different tastes in movies, but also very different habits. The red states, the red communities. I think it's misleading, actually, to think in terms of states, which can be quite varied in and of themselves. The red states are far more religious, far more traditional in their values, and also more homogenous. That is, they don't tend to have a lot of immigrants in those communities, or at least not until quite recently. The blue states tend to be much more secular, much more heterogeneous. A lot of the population is people of color, as we've come to call them, mm-hmm. And also a lot of them are immigrants. And it's a much more, and I don't mean this as a value judgment, a much more cosmopolitan way of viewing the world. They're used to outsiders. And they're used to a lot of variety in everything, in the way people look, in the way they dress, and in the foods they eat, and in their habits. However, they are actually quite, those blue staters, or blue people, if I should call them that, are actually quite alienated from the red, and that's so their tolerance only goes so far. At any rate, that polarization largely turns into very different kinds of political values and different ways of understanding what our political problems are. So that's where the rubber meets the road in politics.
You know, I have to tell you, what I find to be absolutely fascinating about that, and this feeling that I'm about to describe doesn't necessarily come out of my radio background. It comes out of the fact that I've always been a very open-minded person. You know, my parents were Russian immigrants, and they always stressed the fact, you know, you have to look at every side of every picture, i.e. look at every side of every single person. And I don't understand. Now, we haven't talked about politics, and I don't know where you stand, but I simply don't understand why the animosity in our country has gotten so virulent. I mean, the folks who listen to our show are for the most part pretty conservative, but I will say they're very, very bright people, as I have determined by interaction with them on our blog. But it's hard for me to understand why I have a neighbor up here who still is a good friend, and when he found out who I voted for, he literally wouldn't talk to me for probably 2 or 3 weeks. I was ruining the country. My daughter, who asked me last New Year's, you know, well, Dad, who did you vote for? And I told her, and I'm sure you can guess who that was. And she started screaming. We were sitting out on our deck looking at the golf course, having a few beers, and she said, I don't understand why you would do something stupid like that. That's my daughter. I mean, this is something, Kay, it really bothers me. You should be able to talk about every situation.
Right. Yes. Well, as I said, I think many of us live in bubbles, and there's actually a lot of data to support that idea that fewer and fewer congressional races, for instance, are even competitive between parties, because people are clustering into their own little groups, and it becomes, you know, which is kind of understandable in a way you want to live among people you find congenial, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it separates us from people in a way that has been extremely destructive, I think, to our culture and to our politics, obviously. The other side is not just thinking differently, is not just facing a different set of problems, but is bad, evil. You know, I quoted in the piece that you started reading from a survey that was done of how would you feel if your daughter or son were to marry somebody from the opposing party. And, you know, the numbers, I don't have them in front of me, but the numbers of people who basically said they were ready to disown their child if that happened has gone up remarkably. There is no way to reach across that aisle anymore for a lot of people. I'm a kind of moderate conservative, I suppose, is the way I would think of it, in New York City and Brooklyn, which makes me an extremist in the view of many of my neighbors.
What are you plotting?
Well, I wouldn't tell you on the
on
right
the
now.
Right there.
But even to raise some sympathetic or to ask questions, sympathetic questions, of what the other side, as I said, I live in a very blue area, well, what red, in particular, I guess to put it out there, the Trump supporters are thinking, is to fail to see their evil.
Okay, I'm going to stop you just for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a real quick commercial break here. You know, this Kay is a very, very interesting woman. We're going to bring her back into the second segment. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Kay Hemowitz, who is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor at the City Journal in New York out of Manhattan, author of a book called The New Brooklyn. This book pertains exactly to a subject, the new demographics, I would have to say, in certain areas, and I'm planning on picking that book up. Anyway, having said that, please finish your train of thought from the last segment. We were talking about the actual damn near shooting war that's going on between the blue folks and the red folks.
Right. So, I think one of the major reasons we have this divide has to do with the different outcomes for people on these two sides when it comes to this to a new economy. Mm-hmm. We have a very demanding, very knowledge-based economy, you could call it the post-industrial economy, that requires a lot of education and a lot of different skills than what used to be required in the industrial economy. People on the coast and in various other blue areas are doing very, very well in that new economy. Seattle being the perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. But in other cities and towns throughout the Midwest, upstate New York is on my mind because I'm from New York, and in the South and elsewhere, things are not going well at all. Those towns and cities are in decline. They do not have the factories and mines that their towns have relied on in the past. And I think that creates an entirely different sense of what is needed and what the problems are. You can imagine that for people for whom there is this decline in their entire way of life when it comes to the economy are also perhaps a little bit more concerned about mass immigration than people who, where the jobs are flowing or increasing, yeah, as they are in New York, for instance. So, I think it creates an entirely different sense of what the future should look like and what their needs are in the moment.
I would agree 100%. You know, that's a perfect segue into something I read last week. A couple of days ago, Tyler Durden from Zero Hedge came out with an article. It was very interesting. The article basically, it can be summarized in two sentences. It said U.S. productivity rose 3% in quarter three, the biggest rise since quarter three in 2014, which was 3 years ago. However, as he goes on to say, with the help of some graphs, not so much as the rise in productivity comes at the expense of the wages of the American worker, who saw labor costs, i.e. wages, decline 0.2% against expectations of a 2% gain, down for two straight quarters for the first time again since 2014. Poverty and inequality are really, really raising their ugly heads, aren't they, Kate?
Yes. Yes, they are. I mean, poverty is in some ways it's a more complicated issue, I think, in large part because we do, with our immigration policies, bring in a very large number of very poor people.
Yep.
And yes, our poverty numbers do go up from that. We hope that they'll achieve and move up so that they'll no longer be poor. And sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. And I think this economy we're in now makes it harder for them to move up. So that's adding to both poverty and inequality. By the way, that's not an argument against immigration per se. It's just to recognize what the problems that they might bring, immigration brings with it.
You're just bringing out the reality of the situation.
Yeah, reality, yeah, which, right. I travel in circles where we study poverty a lot, and nobody ever mentions the word immigration, so it's kind of interesting, because the numbers really are different than they would be. At any rate, I think that the given that reality, people really need to, I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. I'm very sorry. We were talking about
that. Kay, the problem is we turn 25 and that seems to happen on occasion. But the fact of the matter is what I think is really important is you have to tell it like it is. And being against immigration is one thing, from a legal standpoint, that it's one thing. From a realistic standpoint, i.e., increasing the poverty level, that's just simply a fact in many parts of the United States.
Yeah.
Not good, right. Not bad, just a fact.
But I should, I should mention, because I got a little bit sidetracked by this issue of immigration, that a large part of the inequality problem has to do with the kinds of benefits that come with this new economy. It is very, very good for educated people, and they are doing quite well. If you look at the graphs that show the rise in income for college-educated versus high school-educated versus those without a high school degree, what you'll see is they're living in very different worlds. So the percentage of the total income of the country that goes to the top 10%, let's say, has gone up remarkably. And of course, with the 1%, as we often hear, it's magnified enormously. Whereas it's gone down for people at the lower end. So inequality does seem to be happening as a result of these changes in the economy. And by the way, it looks like it could even become worse as artificial intelligence becomes more and more part of the picture. So that is a problem, and it really has to be understood on both sides as something that we need to address.
Well, I think it's a real issue right now. I mean, Lord knows we have enough issues out there right now that are, I would say, concerning. As a conservative here talking to what you call yourself a moderate conservative, which I think is probably a little bit more of a conservative than most people realize, a thinking conservative is the way that I would put it. But we have so much going on right now in our society, that we talk about, interestingly enough, on this show, what with the North Korean situation, what with the feelings towards the president, what with the major people in our society, some of the leaders going down in flames because of sexual improprieties or what have you. I mean, it is absolutely crazy.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Segment 7, I've got an interesting discussion right now. Some of you might think this is kind of odd falling into KER politics, but I think when you're talking about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, or perhaps more correctly, cryptocurrencies versus Bitcoin, I think it's important to realize that there is one political aspect of that, and that is ultimately the regulation, if it occurs, significant regulation of this occurs throughout the world. It's already regulated in the U.S., as Ryan Coe is going to explain to us, but I think the government could step in here. Time will tell. Ryan Coe, you've been doing an awful lot of study when it comes to cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. What do you have to say about that?
Well, thanks for having me on now. First off, to explain, there is definitely big confusion out there on what is Bitcoin and what is cryptocurrency. A lot of people I see on CNBC, they're still wondering, what is this thing? I hear about it from the general public, general investing public. What's the difference? Well, there is definitely a big difference between what is Bitcoin and what is a cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, but there's actually many cryptocurrencies all with different functions out there. It just so happens that Bitcoin was one of the original digital currencies, cryptocurrencies, and it gets the most press because it has the biggest price action. Now, Bitcoin was first invented in 2008, and it first started trading in 2009. Originally, the idea was to be set up as a digital currency controlled by no one, which nowadays seems kind of like a good function, as central banks around the world print money with no control. So the original idea, the original premise, which was put together by someone named Satoshi Nakamoto, which was actually a pseudonym for someone else, so no one really knows who that is. The original function was to create a digital currency. Now, as we're seeing it as it is now, it's not really being viewed as a digital currency. It's more like as a speculation, as an asset. So we're seeing a lot of press on this. The price action has been tremendous. We've seen it peak most recently here, almost at 19,000 U.S., and the volatility is extreme. Now, going back to the aspect of what this should have been, a digital currency, now we have to talk about what really is money to begin with. What money is a store of value. It's a unit of account. And it's a medium of exchange. That's the original functions of what money is. Now, does Bitcoin satisfy these functions? And for the most part, I would say somewhat. Now, what it does actually exceed at is the characteristics of money, not just the functions of money, it's characteristics. Now, characteristics of money should be durability, portability, divisibility, uniformity, and acceptability with a limited supply. Now, the original idea of Bitcoin was to limit the supply with a maximum finite availability of 21 million Bitcoins by the year 2140. So it does, there is definitely some premise to what Bitcoin really is, should be. But we're not really seeing all of that. I'm a little bit skeptical of this. I do look at other cryptocurrencies which do work better as a medium of exchange as opposed to Bitcoin. But what Bitcoin is right now is more so of a speculation, if anything. Now, I'm wondering what the cryptocurrencies and how they will react in a market downturn, in a basic general market downturn, because this was created in the late 2008, started trading in 2009. Now, of course, just about any asset class since 2009 has appreciated in value. The Dow, for instance, has gone up threefold. You have just about all asset classes coming off from the bottom, going up multiple times. Of course, nothing like what we're seeing at Bitcoin, but I want to know how this actually reacts in a financial downturn. So I would say this is a cautionary tale for all buyers to be very wary of what Bitcoin really is, or all other cryptocurrencies. Right now, there is actually very little, if any, regulation on the cryptocurrency market. And that is a cautionary tale, because all other markets that I look at, whether it's the stock market, the bond market, commodities, currency, housing, has some sort of regulation involved. And even with the regulation, you still hear about and you still see that there's fraud. So you can imagine in a market like cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin, where there is almost no regulation at all, it's ripe for fraud. And by fraud, I mean there could be a lot of price action movement in there where, let's just say, large holders of Bitcoin, for instance, has a really good incentive of moving up the price by trading amongst themselves, and they can do so because they own a large component of the float of Bitcoin, and they're basically trading themselves between themselves in order to paint the tape higher, and then once it gets to a certain level, they can slam it down by selling some off. Whether that's happening or not, I'm not 100% sure. But if I were a large holder of Bitcoins and I knew another large holder of Bitcoins, I would be doing something like that. So
let me ask you one question, Ryan. This just popped into my mind, and I think it's a very valid question. And that is, when you look at the ultimate goal of the cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, it strikes me that that would be kind of, in the long run, shooting yourself in the foot. What do you think about that?
By that, you mean by manipulating the Bitcoin price, price action? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, ultimately, the original founders of Bitcoin did have the idea. I guess they're kind of looking at it as a, from a libertarian point of view of, why don't we have a digital currency that no one can really control? But by and large, because they own so much of it, the original miners of this cryptocurrency, they actually can influence the price action. And if you can make a lot of money out of doing so, why wouldn't you do that? Now, it's drawn a lot of attention with the price action movement, and by and large, now we have the herd coming in and buying Bitcoin. Can this Bitcoin price action continue, keep going higher? Certainly can. I see pundits saying that it could be 30,000 by the end of the year. It could hit 100,000 and plateau at that point, or it can even go to $1 million. Whether that's going to happen or not, I'm not sure. I just do have a feeling that between now and then, or maybe if it'll never get to that price, the governments around the world are going to step in, because there's a lot of things in there that I see that the government likes to, would want to get a piece of, and that is, of course, taxation revenue. And what we've heard most recently is that most users of and traders of Bitcoin are not actually reporting capital gains. So that's drawn the ire of the governments around the world. And then, of course, this cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin, is being set up as a competition to the current banking system, which, of course, the governments around the world have vested interest in making sure that there is no competition to this current system.
Well, I think that's a really interesting point, and I think, quite frankly, one of the reasons that the Bitcoin situation, that the cryptocurrency situation bothers me a little bit, and this is just a gut-level feeling on my part, is I think that that could very well happen, because you're right, there is really virtually no chance that when you're doing things like perhaps avoiding, and I'm not saying that they are, capital gains, the government would step in, no question. Ryan Cole, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. Chatting right now with my friend Harlan Ullman. He has written a book entitled Anatomy of Failure. Harlan, just for our new listeners who are listening on the radio, just take a minute and tell them a little bit about your background, would you?
Well, I'm a former naval person. I went on 150 or so missions and operations in Vietnam in the late, mid to late 60s in swift boats. I commanded a destroyer in the Persian Gulf. And after I left the Navy, I started working in think tanks and then gravitated to the private sector, where I divide my time between consulting and advising corporations and governments at the highest levels, and then dabbling in issues like foreign policy and defense. I'm senior advisor to think tanks in Washington, and I've also just been appointed a distinguished senior fellow and visiting professor at the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. My time, work and play, and it's hard to know which is which.
Having said that, the president announced that the United States was going to move the U.S. embassy to Israel in Jerusalem. Positive or negative, and why?
The president has decided to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. In 1947, when the State of Israel was founded, Jerusalem was divided between West and East. The Israelis used West Jerusalem as its capital. In 1967, during that Six-Day War, the Israelis captured the West Bank and Jerusalem, and since then it's been under Israeli control. It's been a major point of contention. And all prior presidents have decided not to recognize Jerusalem because of what it would do inside the Arab and Muslim world. The answer to your question is, I think the president was ill-advised. It seems to me that there are only risks and downsides. The question is, why did Trump do it? You could argue it was a campaign promise. You could argue he was playing to his base of evangelicals and Jewish Americans, possibly to raise money for the 2020 campaign. I think that there are two other more plausible reasons why Mr. Trump did what he did. Mr. Trump believes in disruption, but as you will know, Robert Mueller, the special counsel, is closing in on the White House. The subpoena of Deutsche Bank, which loaned Mr. Trump something on the order of $2.5 billion or perhaps more, some of that money is alleged to be Russian. I think Mr. Trump is providing misdirection here by throwing out Jerusalem as a way of buying perhaps some time and getting the media to focus on other things, because the Mueller investigation is really closing in. You will see that today in testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, Donald Trump Jr. claimed client attorney privilege in a discussion he had with his father. We'll see how far that goes. But Trump loves the art of the deal. I think he was seduced by the Saudis. I think he feels he has a very strong relationship with King Salman and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And so I think he has them on side for a particular negotiation. And if this view is correct, perhaps by throwing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a bone in terms of recognizing Jerusalem, he now believes that Netanyahu will do his bidding. Under these circumstances, if that's the reason, it's not going to work because the situation in the Arab world and the Islamic world is such that what has happened really, I think, is going to ignite a series of fires, possibly a third intifada.
The natural conclusion that people come to is that Jerusalem is physically located within Israel, and that would be the natural conclusion to come to given this action. But here's kind of an outside thought that I had. The U.S. Embassy moves to Jerusalem, and Trump comes out and says, the reason we did that is because we want to have a negotiation point that is viewed as part of the entire Arab world. Sounds crazy, but it is plausible.
It may well be. I just don't think that was in his thinking. I think it's somewhere between misdirection and thinking he can get a grand deal. I know that both the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense strongly oppose this. The language that by one of them was that this is a horrible idea. The president didn't listen to their advice. I was Senate this morning, met with a couple of senators who I would argue are straight shooters. They were very, very concerned by what's happening. But I think, as I said, this was ill-advised, ill-timed, and I do not see what benefit will arise from this recognition at this stage.
The only potential this could be good for is the terrorists, because I think that President Trump played directly into their hands. Israel is so damn strong militarily, it would almost be a suicide mission. If this really galvanized the terrorists, which it has a possibility of doing, attacking Israel, to me, is almost implausible.
Well, no, I think you have to look at it differently.
Okay.
This could be the third intifada, which would be a revolt on the part of the Arab populations and the Palestinians, in which they would provoke Israel to come back into Gaza with huge amounts of military force. Lots of people would be killed. You would have jihadists who would be prepared to die to promote their particular views. Okay. And if you saw what's happening in Iraq and in Syria with the Islamic State, you can imagine what potentially, and I'm not saying it will, could happen. And the notion here would be to provoke Israel to do something that was really over the top, perhaps induce Israel to go back into Lebanon as they did in 1982, and what happened, Hezbollah was formed. So I think this is really tenuous, and I agree with you that only the people who wish to promote instability in that part of the world are the beneficiaries. From Mr. Trump's perspective of disruption and playing to his base, and as I said, offering some misdirection at a time when Robert Mueller is closing in on him, maybe his motivations. In my mind, if this were a rational decision, I wish the president would explain what his strategy is, what his motivations are, and what his aims and objectives are. And so far, he hasn't, and I don't believe that he can. Well, do any of those things.
Yeah, since he has obviously still is in the mindset that he's running a private company, which is absolutely probably the worst thing the President of the United States could imagine. He's running far from a private company. I think this could possibly, unless he's a very, very shrewd individual, much shrewder than I would ever give him credit for, I think this could possibly be the straw that broke the camel's back, if you want to know the truth. I mean, he's got far and away the majority of the country against him. He's got an approval rating that's abysmal, whether a person agrees or disagrees with that. He's got 58 Democratic Congress people who have said they would vote to impeach him if they gave the chance. I'm not sure if this action could or could not be, as an example, considered to be so out of the ballpark that it's actually an impeachable offense. I guess time will tell.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that, Al. Let me just go on for a second.
Sure.
Look, the president gave up a negotiating position. He did it when he got rid of the Trans-Pacific Pact and just gave it up for nothing. Mm-hmm. He gave up any kind of negotiating position with Netanyahu. I don't think at this stage what he has done is necessarily going to be that catastrophic. The question is what arises. And what arises could indeed become catastrophic if we see another intifada, if we see all sorts of violence and terrorism that spread throughout the region, or if this ends up with Mr. Mueller making some indictments with his family members or even the president, then I think this will be used against the president. But at this stage, we have to wait and see what really develops in that part of the world before we can assess how much damage will be done. My guess is the damage will be considerable. Whether it will be catastrophic is probably not necessarily likely, but it's certainly possible.
Well, you know, this is an important enough conversation that I'm going to go ahead and ask you one more question, probably take another five, 6 minutes or so. And the question is this. I was watching the news last night, and I normally watch – the only news that I normally watch is the local news here because there really mm-hmm. isn't very much BS. And I mean, how much can you lie about when you're talking about Whatcom County, you know, the Seattle area?
Of course.
Yeah, but when you're talking about national policy, I did turn on Fox last night, and I watched I watched what Hannity had to say about the Mueller investigation, and what Hannity had to say was so childish, in my opinion, I turned it off. I mean, it was theatrics. It was nothing more
good
than
for you.
Well, I think Mueller's going to get
you.
I think Mueller's going to do some damage. Do you?
Oh, he's already done that.
I mean significant damage.
Mike Flynn.
Yeah.
Listen, it's already happened. Mike Flynn is singing like a canary. There's no doubt. And for those people who say, well, Trump could pardon Mike Flynn, that's fine, but he's also being prosecuted by the state of New York and New York City. Federal law does not apply to state and local lawsuits and criminal proceedings.
Yeah.
So I think Mr. Flynn is pretty much of a cooked goose.
As they say.
Absolutely. So I think if I were in the White House, I would be making sure that I had the best attorneys possible, and I would be very, very concerned.
I'm not really sure that's going to do any good at this point. Dr. Ullman, always a pleasure. Thank you very much, sir.
Al, thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.